It's KBIA Thinking Out Loud and the Thinking Out Loud podcast. School is out for the summer, but for many students, there will still be school in the summer for any number of reasons. And we have the summer school coordinator from the Columbia Public Schools, Bonnie Conley, with us. I should mention, in the interest of being fully open and honest about things, that Bonnie and I have known each other for quite a few years. We'll just leave it at that. She was at Russell when my kids were at Russell, so it's been a while now. But Bonnie, it's wonderful to see you again. Good to talk to you.
Great to be here.
Let's talk about summer school in Columbia. First of all, let's kind of go wide angle. I mentioned to you earlier that I always had, when I was a kid, this idea that summer school was for kids that were struggling academically, that had to get caught up. Maybe they'd failed a class and had to get caught up again. But there's way more to summer school, just in general, for kids all over the country than just making up a class that they missed.
Most definitely. It's gone a lot broader than that, especially here in Columbia. We actually enroll over half the district. We have over 9,000 students enrolled in summer school already, and it's still growing. People can still enroll. Language arts and math in the morning and enrichment in the afternoon, so students can come, still learn, still get ready for the next school year, and have a lot of hands-on fun experiences and have a place to go in June. And high school, we have credit recovery, which a lot of districts do offer, but we also have credit advancement.
And credit advancement. Mm-hmm. I want to start by drilling down on that one. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. We have, especially in practical arts and fine arts, we have courses that are available. Also PE and health. So students that are having trouble getting all their courses in during the school year can pick up one of those credit advancement courses in summer.
There's a lot more, especially we're talking about high school students here, there's a lot more flexibility in schedule than there used to be. We used to say, you know, you go to school at 7:30, you get out at 2:30. We got out an hour early, the varsity athletes did, but most kids went to school until 2:30. Nowadays, people have work schedules. Sometimes they're right. caring for younger siblings for a lot of different reasons. Maybe they take classes in the morning and in the summertime to free up their afternoons.
Exactly. And with summer, you know, they've got a couple of options when they're doing credit advancement. We have in-seat classes, and we also offer online, which again gives more flexibility to those students that are juggling a lot.
We were talking about older kids, but really for kids of any age, you talked about there being English or language arts classes and mathematics classes for the younger students. Kind of talk about how that works, because I've got my own personal experience with my kids in taking some English classes in summer school. Mm-hmm. And again, it was because there were reading concerns and we were just getting caught up. But there's a lot of other reasons that even a younger student might do that in the summer now.
Mm-hmm. And K through 8, we are really excited because we just revamped our language arts and math curriculums. We always try to stay up to date and keep things fresh. And we actually had two retired Columbia Public School coordinators, very familiar with our district, very familiar with the curriculum they get during the regular school year, who worked with us to add a little extra for summer, keep students getting ready for that next grade level that they're going to be going into. So we're really excited about that for this summer.
Talk about the reasons again that somebody might get into that, because I'm sure you're going to have some ESL students. You're going to mm-hmm. have students who maybe not quite reading at the level that that they might want to be. What are some of the other things that might be involved with that?
Right. We have some students grades 4th and 5th, if they're really struggling during the school year. We have what's called Senate Bill 319, and we have teachers hired that will pull kids and do one-on-one or small group. So that's 19 days of extra support to help get them ready, like I said, for the fall.
And that's going to be really beneficial sometimes, I'm sure, for students that are having problems with one really specific area mm-hmm. of learning, whether it's with language arts or with mathematics, to maybe get a little bit more personal attention. How do class sizes vary as compared to the ordinary regular school year?
We try to keep them. We do a little bigger class sizes because people do go on vacations, and attendance-wise, you know, we don't always get 100% attendance during summer. But it's about average to what they are during the school year.
Okay. And I want to get into something else that you mentioned there, vacations and just school, teacher availability in mm-hmm. general. is this mostly the same teachers? Do you have people that come in just to teach summer school, mm-hmm. some of both?
It's some of both. And some teachers want to try teaching a different grade level. Maybe they're in the same building but doing a different grade. Some teachers are from other districts because there are people that choose to take that month off, and there's nothing wrong with that either. But I'd say majority are Columbia Public School teachers that want to kind of get to know the students that they're going to have next year.
We're talking with Bonnie Conley, summer school coordinator for the Columbia Public Schools. We are doing this conversation right about the middle of May. School is just let out a little while ago. My wife and I just saw yesterday a car in a parking lot at a restaurant with the balloons on it and happy graduation. So we're about at that point. But talk about the time frame. If somebody's hearing this and they've got a student in their house or somebody that they know that this might be beneficial for, when does it start? And tell me more about how people get signed up.
You bet. The first day of summer school is June 1st, and we will take enrollments all the way up to that first week of school. The only kick is that if you're enrolling and needing bus transportation, you won't have that first day transportation.
Okay.
You'll need to provide transportation. We do an April 28th cutoff so that they can get those bus routes figured out and get them run and know that all the kids that are going to be on their bus route. But you can still enroll if you want to call the summer school office. If you're elementary or middle school, you would call 214-3995. High school, call 214-3933.
And if you want to do the internet thing, if you miss those numbers or want to people can sign up online, I guess?
We closed down the online. They have to go through the summer school office.
Okay.
Because as classes fill up, we do close classes.
I understand. But if you want to find those numbers again, Columbia Public Schools, and you can do a web search and get into that. Again, those classes are going to start June 1st. As summer school coordinator, how many different schools are you overseeing the program in? My word, that's got to be a lot.
Well, I cover K through 12, so
okay.
I oversee all the schools. We
Every
do have some buildings are getting work done. Summer's a great time of year for people to get in there and get some construction done. So we do have some buildings teamed up together, but everybody has summer school running.
That said, while you're going to have some administrative duties and do some work out of the Worley office, how much time are you getting to actually be out in the school buildings and in the classrooms?
Oh, that's big. For myself and for the other summer school people that work with curriculum, we like to get out and see the curriculum in action, kind of get feedback from teachers so we know what's working well and what to tweak for next summer. So we are out in the buildings quite a bit. Checking in on administrators, checking in on teachers, curriculum, seeing that the kids are having fun and learning.
For people who haven't been in school for a while and didn't do the summer school program, there has to be the thought in the back of their minds, God, I loved summer. I wanted to go out and play basketball and swim and all of those things. In general, how do the students respond to this? I'm sure there's probably at least a little bit of apprehension at the beginning. I'm going to go to school instead of spending the entire summer in the backyard playing or on my Game Boy or whatever. But how do the students respond to being in these classes?
The way we have it built, since we have enrichment in the afternoons, we get a lot of positive feedback from students, too,
okay.
and families. We have engineering in the afternoon. We have junior achievement, gameology, orienteering, lots of different fun hands-on activities that keep kids engaged. One of them is engineering prosthetics, and they actually make a prosthetic for a fish tail.
Wow. Very cool. Well, and if somebody's interested in engineering, and we've obviously got an outstanding school here at the university in that, so some of this is stuff that's academically very useful for somebody that's into that, but also there's some things that are just kind of fun. I mean, we all had the interests and the subjects that we were into. Orienteering.
Yes.
Okay. What's some of the other things that are just for kids to enjoy and have fun that aren't necessarily 100% hardcore academic?
We have Junk Box Challenge is another engineering. They have a box of junk, and they are to engineer something, a bridge, a building. And so it's very creative and working with other students, which I think is real important, too. I think with COVID, you know, kids ended up doing a lot on their own. So to give them opportunities to coordinate with each other, problem solve together is just fantastic. So we also have gameology. Just sitting around, playing some games, learning turn-taking, learning problem-solving. We actually added one to seventh grade that has some where they have to work together against the board to win the game.
And some of this, as you're talking about, I'm sure especially with some of the younger students, there's going to be some convenience for caregivers, parents, whomever, that you've got these few hours out of the day where the kids are in a place where they're being cared for by somebody that knows what they're doing and doing something besides sitting there all day long staring at video games or TV.
Right. Most definitely. I think that's a very important part.
Okay. Bonnie Conley, summer school coordinator with the Columbia Public Schools. I want to talk a little bit more about your particular angle on all of this. You mentioned earlier the fact that you get to talk with the classroom teachers. As I mentioned when we started, you've got a few years under your belt with all of this. Talk about that role when you're talking about young teachers having a mentor, somebody that they work with, mm-hmm. to kind of show them the ropes, I guess.
I think, you know, one thing we do for summer school is we have the curriculum just really ready to go. So there's not a lot that they have to do. It's all boxed up. It arrives. Their outline is there. Everything they need to do. So they do have time to collaborate with other teachers, you know, on the same courses that they're teaching. We also have A-plus tutors that come in. So they are aspiring teachers that come in and get to be in with these classrooms and get a little hands-on experience.
That's a cool program. Tell me a little bit more about A-plus, because I've got vague familiarity with it. But
mm-hmm. So each high school has A-plus coordinators, and they work with kids on getting places lined up that they can go and get experiences, and summer school is one of those places for those kids to come in and be in the classroom.
That's very cool. I want to hear your story. What made you decide to be a teacher? Because every teacher's got a story about this. Maybe it was a teacher that really got them turned onto the whole idea or something else. But mm-hmm. Tell me your story.
Well, I started off coming to Mizzou thinking I was going to be an accountant and quickly decided that I was more of a people person and loved kids, loved problem solving. I did end up going into special education because I just really loved being an advocate for those kids and finding the puzzle piece that might be missing for individual students. And so that was my passion.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Bonnie Conley, summer school coordinator with the Columbia Public Schools. That's a topic, and it's something I've got some familiarity with and some experience in with kids. Students with disabilities, students with an IEP, an individual education plan, how much of that is what we're talking about with the mm-hmm. summer school curriculum?
We do have ESY going in the summertime. Those are for students that they need some extended school year. Their IEP is, you know, determines that they're going to lose so much over the summer that we really want to keep giving them some support. Other IEPs are not in place during the summer, and at the same time, the special education department looks at where kids are, who might need a little extra support, and they do a good faith effort to make sure students have the support they would need. So sign up for summer school. We're there to support you and help you.
That's a real key here, I think, is that I think in general, just when you're talking about any student, whether it's a student with a disability, a learning challenge or not, that idea of being in the classroom fairly consistently mm-hmm. with some smaller breaks through the course of the year rather than taking the whole summer off. From an education standpoint, that's really valuable, isn't it?
Very valuable. There's, you know, when you just have 3 months of not engaging in reading, math, or even, you know, problem solving with other students, you do lose a little bit.
And it's also a chance for you to be around some other kids and mm-hmm. have fun with mm-hmm. that. You mentioned COVID. And I think we're all aware of the fact that that set an awful lot of students back in so many ways, and we're still recovering from that and probably will be for a long time. Has that changed the way the summer school is being approached?
You know, I think we just really curriculum-wise, that was why we did an update on the language arts and math. We kind of put a lot of things in during that one summer that we tried 6 weeks of summer school to help kids catch up a little bit. And then we just revamped after that to make sure that we're fitting what the students need. We work with the current curriculum coordinators to make sure that we're giving a little extra in the areas that will that they touch on, the same kind of objectives and standards, so that we are helping those kids catch up and keep moving forward.
We're talking with Bonnie Conley, summer school coordinator for the Columbia Public Schools. I'm going to play the tough guy here for a second. A lot of what you're talking about as far as the educational value of this seems to me, and hey, full disclosure, my parents were both teachers, so I've got a little bit of a bias as far as that's concerned. But some of this seems like common sense. It seems like, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Tell me about what you've got data-wise that actually demonstrates the value of this.
I think the record of how many students return is amazing, that we always enroll about over half the district. They're coming back for something. And then data-wise, as far as reading and math, I think, you know, the students that get the Senate Bill 319, there's data on them and the progress they make. We also would say, I think for another piece that is really, there's not hard data on it, but for our kindergartners, sixth graders, and ninth graders, they get to get in that building, get to know the routine of the building, teachers, and get a good start before being all anxious about September or August.
Those transitions, starting school, going from grade school to middle school, going from middle school to high school, that's challenging for students, isn't it?
And they get pretty nervous throughout the summer thinking about what's coming up.
I remember. It's been an awfully long time, but I do remember that, talking with Bonnie Conley here about summer school. I'm hearing about the programs that are available. I'm hearing about what the teachers are doing, how many students are involved with this. And if the answer is I'm not really familiar enough to answer, that's fine. But talk about how what we've got in Columbia compares with some of the other schools. I mean, for those of us who live in Columbia and raised our kids here, the fact that there's a really strong school program here is kind of one of the selling points for good old Como. But how does what you guys offer differ from what might be available for students in a district with a lower enrollment?
There are many districts that still just do credit recovery.
Okay.
That's their summer school program. And we do allow kids from other districts to come and be in Columbia Public Schools summer school. So they just have to provide their transportation. We can't bus them in from out of district.
Right.
But they are more than welcome to come be a part of our summer school.
And I like that idea I know that there are summer school programs in, for instance, Hallsville and Soboco, and some really great teachers in those districts. But if there's something that you guys offer that isn't necessarily available at Southern Boone or at Hallsville or one of the other districts around here, you're saying that they can come into Columbia for the summer school.
They sure can. They sure can.
As long as you can get them here, you don't have to run a bus out to Sturgeon or
something. Exactly. I thought of another data, too. We also have all the students that get a credit advancement that get credit for that or that recover credits. I think that's really good data on how people can, you know, take it, high school students in particular, the successes we have.
How do you sell it to a kid if someone's hearing this and thinking, well, you know what, that might actually be real valuable for us, but I've got a third grader that I have a hard time getting up for school during the regular part of the year, and some of his friends are staying home, and I'm telling him, let's go to school some more. What's a selling point for them from their standpoint?
I would say you could get on the website, look under families, summer school, and you can actually look at curriculum and show them some of the classes they're going to be having. Third grade, you mentioned, we actually partner with MU. We have agriculture on the move. MU students come in and teach different agriculture topics. We have 4-H, where kids in the kitchen. They come in, work with the teacher, and do some cooking. We have junior achievement, where kids explore careers. So just get in there and look and kind of show them some of the fun things happening in summer school.
I don't want to put my nose up and be insulting towards teachers of any particular subject that maybe I wasn't so great in, but all of the stuff you just described, getting to go outside and learn a little bit more about farming or being in the kitchen and learn a little bit more about cooking, mm-hmm. all sounds like way more fun to me than a multiplication table that's been the summer
with. Exactly.
I bet that is a really big selling point. And as we finish up our time here talking about summer school with Bonnie Conley, you mentioned arts and fine arts. Let's go a little bit more into what's available there, because I imagine for some of the students who are really into art or really into music, the opportunity to get some further learning in the summer, getting ready to, you know, maybe they're a seventh or eighth grader getting ready to try to get into the band or mm-hmm. something like that. You guys have got some opportunities in music and arts.
Mm-hmm. So in July, there's a summer music program, and it's for students entering seventh through ninth grade. It has an instrumental piece and a choral piece. And I'll have to look on the website to see the exact dates, but it's there. If you go to the CPS website, you'll see the dates for our July summer music program.
And I can tell you from personal experience with my family that there are some kids at the schools in Columbia that are way into that stuff, mm-hmm. you know? It's mm-hmm. kind of like that's their thing, and it's wonderful that they've got those opportunities in the summertime. I remember my kids doing Adventure Club when they were in school, and this was kind of an after-school activity thing. There was social, there was some learning involved with it, but it was also just an awful lot of fun. They get to do that in the summertime too, right?
There are 9 schools that have adventure clubs set up. 3 of them are just in the afternoon, but the other 6 are a.m. and p.m. And in July, Adventure Club does a full-day program.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So kids can get in there and spend the day maybe not necessarily doing those math worksheets I was just mentioning, but doing some
right.
fun things, a lot of outdoor things when the weather's appropriate. So.
And I will say, with our language arts and math, too, we stressed with the rewriting of the curriculum how hands-on we want summer to be. There's, you know, standards and guidelines that we have to do during the school year. Summer gives us a little playtime with that. Still learning, still, you know, having fun and getting ready for the fall.
But also taking kind of maybe different approaches mm-hmm. into how the learning is happening, because sometimes, you know, it's more fun, but also sometimes that's just a way to reach a student that maybe wasn't before.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Well, again, if you want to find out more, the best advice I could give you is just go online and search for Columbia Public Schools, and when you get there, you can look at the summer school program and everything that is involved there. One little nuts and bolts thing before we go, Bunny, I want to ask you about is the transportation. You mentioned the fact that you can't run buses out to the kids in East Tumbleweed, but if somebody's here in the Columbia district and they want to find out about buses, you guys do offer that as well, right?
We follow the same guidelines as the school year, except for those buildings that are going to another building. Of course, they get transportation. But bus routes are being created right now. So if you're adding late, it doesn't mean you won't get transportation for summer school. It just won't be there that first day. And if there's a stop near you, the school can give a school bus stop, a bus pass for that stop. We can't create a new stop, but they can give you a pass for that place, that stop, and you can actually ride the bus home, and they'll get you on that list of bus riders.
That's terrific. It's going to be a fun summer. A lot of kids getting involved with this, helping them academically, but also just having a very good time. I want to give you a final opportunity here. We've done it a little bit already, but one of the things that we keep turning back to, and again, I'll stress that I'm completely and unabashedly biased on this particular topic, but just say a little bit more about the teachers that are involved with this, because this is impossible without them.
Right. We have some great teachers. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the support for special education. There's also support for English language learners. We try to make sure that we can meet all the needs and have fun and get the kids out there. The teachers, you know, they're passionate. They're wanting to be there those extra 19 days and get to know students and offer them an opportunity.
The time frame once more. How long does it starts? You said June the 1st, and it runs for how long?
June 1st through June 28th. No school on Juneteenth.
Okay. All right. And it's that 1 month, and then they still get a summer break. These kids are still going to have a summer vacation. The teachers are still going to have a summer vacation. So
it's
not you do summer school and then you go home on Friday, and Monday you got to wake up and go back to regular class. I think that would be a big selling point, too, is just those schedules. Again, it's the Columbia Public Schools. One more time, maybe the phone number if people are listening and saying, yeah, you know, I need to find out a little bit more about that. You can check on the web, but also call.
You bet. If you're elementary and middle school, it would be 214-3995. If you're interested in high school, 214-3933.
That's for summer school programs starting June 1st with the Columbia Public Schools. We've been talking to the summer school coordinator, Bonnie Conley. Bonnie, it's been fun talking to you and getting caught up
again. Pleasure. Thanks. Always good to see you.